Newmarket's Margaret Bayan Hospice and Doan House Hospice kicked off their biggest fundraiser of the year today. A launch event for the Hike 4 Hospice was held in the courtyard at Margaret Bayan ahead of the virtual fundraiser that runs from May 22 to 29. Participants are encouraged to hike, walk, run or get active however they wish while raising funds for the two hospices. Through the generous support of our community last year, we raised $82,000. This year we have the big goal of setting our sights on raising $95,000 in support of our hospices, said Jennifer Adams, Director of Development. Margaret Bayan Hospice provides end-of-life care to about 250 residents each year in 10 private suites. Each have a Murphy bed for a loved one to stay close and private patio. Families can also access home-cooked meals, support, guidance in navigating healthcare and end-of-life arrangements and opportunities to connect with others going through the same thing. The hospice receives some funding from the government but needs additional donations for operating costs. Newmarket Mayor John Taylor attended the kickoff event and spoke about the hospices. I think a lot of us don't fully realize how fortunate we are to have the Margaret Bayan Hospice and Doan House Hospice in our community. There are communities larger than us who do not have a residential hospice and dearly would like to have one. We are so blessed to have this incredible facility, he said. He spoke about how his father-in-law passed away at Southlake before Margaret Bayan Hospice opened and while his family was grateful for the compassionate care they received at the hospital, he said it's not the same as dedicated end-of-life services. Sue Jagernoth is familiar with those services on a personal level after her husband, Michael, spent his final days at the hospice following a battle with bile duct cancer. She, along with daughter Janelle, shared their story. After a seemingly successful surgery, Michael went into remission but then in November 2018, a trip to the hospital confirmed his cancer had returned and he didn't have a lot of time left. On December 27 was Michael's final visit to Southlake. We knew his journey's end was in sight. He had a difficult and heart-wrenching night at home the night before and was literally on his last legs, Jagernoth said. She said the oncologist on duty at the hospital that day told them about Margaret Bayan Hospice. Miraculously, and we do feel there were a few miracles along the way, a bed became available that day, she said. On what she said was an unseasonably warm December day, they wheeled Michael from the hospital straight to the hospice that is just around the corner on Queen Street. He spent the final 3 days of his life there. The care he was given was an unexpected blessing and one that I've recounted countless times to family and friends, co-workers, and anyone who would listen, Jagernoth said. She and her daughter will be participating in the Hike for Hospice again this year in Michael's name. Another participant is Carol Edward, Vice President of Hospice Palliative Care, whose team is called the Happy Hikers. She encouraged people to join her team or one of their own so we can work together to help raise the much-needed funds that we need to operate our programs and services at the hospice. Registration for the event is open online. Participants are encouraged to share their activity and progress on social media using #Hike4Hospice. There will be an in-person celebration event in the summer for any participants who raise $250 or more.